Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Roger Pipe of RogerViews.com. This is episode one of our 2022 Avian Awards podcast series. I want to thank you all for joining me. Before we get started, a little bit of history on this. First of all, this podcast thrives on feedback. So as you're listening, if you have a question or a comment or a criticism or anything, if you hear something that you want to address further, please feel free to chime in. Let me know. You can email me, Roger@RogerViews.com. If you're reading this on my site, there's a comment button down at the bottom. You can make a comment. You can also hit me up on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe. Find any way you want to communicate. We do appreciate the feedback, especially in later episodes. I will take your questions, and maybe we'll explore some categories a little deeper. For those of you who haven't tuned in before, I've been an adult critic since 1996. 2021 marked my 25th year in the industry for me. Somewhere north of 8,000 reviews, several hundred interviews, and just a whole lot of history in this. I was asked to vote in the Avian Awards about 15, 20 years ago now. I do consider it an honor and an obligation, and luckily the folks at Avian are happy enough to let me do this podcast series where we sort of break everything down. We delve into all the categories that we can in detail. We don't necessarily reveal how I voted, but we do sort of give some insights. We have a lot of fun. It does thrive on feedback, as I said, so please, if you hear something you like, hear something you didn't like, want to ask a question, send me an email. I'll throw the questions out there as best I can, and we'll have a good conversation. So I do appreciate that. Now, as it was last year due to COVID concerns, the 2022 AVN show is all digital. Awards is January 22nd, so coming up in a couple weeks as we'll get all this done before the awards show. If you'd like to follow along, you can go to avianawards.com and either click in through there or go to /2022_nominees, and you can get the full list of nominees to go over. Now, the big job, of course, is done by the staff at AVN, where they come up with the nominees that we vote on. That's huge, obviously. What we end up with is 96 categories this year with 1,076 nominees. But imagine the job the staff has to do to whittle down the thousands and thousands of scenes, performers, movies that make up this final ballot. This is what we do vote on. There are a few new categories this year. The Mark Stone Award for Outstanding Comedy. They changed the name there to honor Mark Stone. The trans category has been expanded a little bit. They've added a Best Trans Newcomer performer to that, and also Best Actor in a Trans Role. So trying to, once again, be more representative. Nice moves here. Remember a couple years ago, they did change some of the traditional interracial and ethnic categories, again, to be more inclusive. So some nice changes. We'll discuss it as we go. Some changes, some big changes in the industry, obviously, over the years that have made changes in categories necessary. I'd like to see that AVN is moving forward and coming up with new ways to recognize performers and also the people behind the camera. So that's good to see. So obviously what I get to vote for are those 96 categories, which is still a lot, but it's been severely whittled down. Now, one of the reasons we break down the categories, it's just fun to talk about, obviously, but also this is a weighted ballot. So the order that voters place performers and projects in matters in the overall scores. One ballot that has a typically high-scoring performer or project being too low on the ballot on one or two ballots can make a difference, and it makes it more important. It's not just picking the best. It's, you know, the difference between third and seventh makes a big deal. So that's always fun. Now, one rule on feedback, as we try and keep it positive, obviously I want honest discussion, but one thing that we don't want to do is disrespect the nominees. If you see a category where someone got overlooked, absolutely fine to let me know, and I'm absolutely going to talk about that. But we don't do that at the expense of people who are on the list. I just don't think it's fair. I don't think it's right. The people who are nominated need to have their moment. It's obviously something that's important to them, so we don't badmouth that. But we do honestly talk about the process, and where we disagree, we disagree. So I'm going to go ahead and get started on this. We're going to try and do it a little faster, just to kind of shorten this up, see how we do. Again, what I'd like is for as much feedback as you've got. I've already got a couple of questions queued up. I will get to those as they're appropriate, but In the meantime, please reach out, give me your feedback, and we'll get started. So while that page loads and we get ready to go over the nomination list, I will remind everybody that sponsorships for the podcast are available. Reach out, Rog at rogreviews.com. Let me know if you're interested. We can mention your website, your favorite star, whatever you've got to promote. We can do, you know, two or three mentions every podcast. As always, half of any money that the podcast brings in goes to Walk for the Cure for Alzheimer's in honor of my mother. And we do like to raise money for that charity whenever we can. So drop me a line, and we are ready to go. So if you go to the top of the nomination page, the first category is Grand Reel. And if you go to avian.com on January 14th, Peter Warren has a great article that kind of breaks down the 10 nominees in this category. These are narrative films, traditional adult features, like we really don't see as much as we used to. I happen to miss those movies. I understand the industry's changed and there's a lot of improvements made overall, but I do miss, I want to say, good storytelling. And there used to be some movies we would talk about and have event type movies, and this is kind of what that category is for. Blue Moon Rising from Misa X, Casey, A True Story from Evil Angel, Killzone 87 Digital Playground, Love, Sex, and Lawyers from Adam and Eve, which I really enjoyed. Deeper Season 2, Muse Season 2 from Deeper. Excellent. That's the Season 1 won that last year. Primary Season 2 as well from Lust Cinema. Psychosexual from Vixen. Digital Playground, Survive the Night. Toxic from Sweet Sinner. And then Under the Veil, also from Misa X. Those are the nominees there. I don't want to cop out here, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. They're all worth watching. If you like adult features, this is a really good list. There's some interesting stuff here. Because the last 2 years of COVID, a lot of screeners just don't come anymore. Used to get lots and lots of DVDs to see throughout the year. Did not really see any of these until right at the end. Makes it a little tougher for me when there's all this, you know, 16-hour days of viewing to kind of cram the voting into. You know, we've got a few weeks to get this done. It's nicer, obviously, when we can kind of watch throughout the year and make notes. But like I said, COVID really kind of shut down screeners. And as companies move away from DVDs, they're less likely to share that with critics. Hopefully that'll change in the coming year. But this is a great list. And if I'm, you know, picking the best, obviously Muse is excellent. Again, I really like Psychosexual right there at the top of my list. Primary Season 2 is very interesting. Again, these are features for people who like storytelling. There's some good sex there too. So I like that. I think this is a great category. A couple years ago, I started saying that I think an underrated category was the Star Showcase category because of how important I think it is to a performer's status in the industry. I think Grand Reel is coming into its own as one of, if not the top categories that people want to win. Best Actor in a Featurette. Again, we've moved away from features so much that a lot of the best acting performances you're going to see are in these shorter featurette type movies. You're going to see it dominated by a couple of companies because they do a lot of them. That's the kind of content they create, and it fits nicely into the category. Again, they're scripted. They're shorter than we used to see. Sometimes episodic, sometimes it's a single scene running around an hour with a story. In that Best Actor, now, just so you guys know, trying to speed this up a little, I'm not necessarily going to read the entire category. I'm just going to kind of go over a couple of the nominees that I think are really impressive. Again, this is where your feedback comes in. You guys can let me know. If there's anybody out there, by the way, who also votes in the awards, I am working on my soundboard. I know I keep saying that. Said that last year, but I've got it here. Should be able to do call-ins. I would love to do a call-in with another critic just to kind of see how they vote. I think we'll get a couple categories in, and then I've got scheduled on the second podcast to do a couple questions and kind of go over my voting process if anybody is interested. Anyway, Best Actor Featurette. Tommy Pistol in Second Chance. Tommy, I think right now, is the best actor in the industry. He has been for quite some time. Seth Gamble in Black Widow XXX, which was the Axel Braun parody. Very funny. Seth does his Deadpool character really, really well. I'm going to say some of the other performances maybe stand out a little more just because we've seen him do it and he had very little to do. But again, it's a featurette. So that's one that's a lot of fun to watch. Dante Cawley and Spark was very good. That was an interesting... They called it a featurette, but to me it was a feature. It just was short. Tommy's performance also stands out quite a bit. Steve Holmes in Deny It All You Want. It's nice to see Steve acting and doing a good job because he was a great performer for a lot of years. Still is a great performer, but he was known as a great Gonzo performer. Best Actress, Lacey Lennon in Black Widow. She's the lead in that and kind of carries most of the dialogue. Really impressive acting performance. I think she deserves to win, to be honest. Other standouts, Maya Wolfe in Spark. Again, an interesting movie. Anybody who likes dialogue and emotional adult entertainment, I want to say couples porn. There's some good stuff in that movie, and Maya really carries it. So to me, Maya and Lacey are the real standouts there. Best anal movie or limited series. And again, this is something they changed a little while ago to kind of cover all the bases. And here's a topic if you guys want to chime in with comments. How have you seen the adult industry change? And how does an awards show deal with that? That it used to be easy. When I started this 25 years ago, VHS tapes came in the mail. That's how everybody saw their movies, and it was limited to the length of the tape and the kind of storytelling that could be done in 2 hours and 20 minutes max. So it's definitely changed now because it can be episodic. It can be one or two movies. So that's something. How has it changed for you in how you view it? Best anal movie or limited series? And that's as opposed to, there's two categories, movie or limited series or channel. So the channel obviously includes websites, so it doesn't have to be just stuff that's released on DVD, and I think that's sort of the evolution of the awards rather than separate those, because a lot of times you're seeing websites then put their content on DVD. So in the movie or limited series, some good stuff here. You're going to see a couple of Tushy movies on here, Anal Icons from Tushy. I think that's a really excellent series. Views is also good. Of those two from the same company, I prefer the Anal Icon series. It just has some great star power. Jules Jordan has Anal Savages 7, which is a fantastic movie. That's a single title. Really, really great. Angela Loves Anal 3, Angela White. You're going to hear her name a lot. In fact, those of you looking for drinking games, every time Raj mentions Angela White, go ahead and take a shot, and you'll be drunk long before the end of every episode. And who knows, I might even start to sound interesting after enough shots. Other good stuff on this one. Manuel Opens Their Asses 8 from Jules Jordan. Another really good one. Manuel does a great job. Best Anal Series or Channel. A-Hole from Cinematica. Aching for Anal Mofos. Anal Brats, Lay Wood. Anal Pervs from Perv City. Anal Stars from Gamma. Anal Uncut, McBlue. Asshole Fever 21 Sextury? 21st Sextury. True Anal Love from True Anal. Volume from Tushy, and YA Young Anal from Evil Angel. You can see a lot of Evil Angel on the Best Anal Series or Channel. There's good stuff here. Best Anal Series. This is tough. If you really like anal sex, this is your list here. The Tushy Raw has that sort of handheld but still high gloss feel to it. It's a really good series. I like it a lot. I also like McBlue's Anal Uncut. Now, a lot of these were new to me, too, because, again, didn't get the screeners until right at the end, got the website passed, made it a lot tougher to watch as much of a series as I would like. Normally, throughout the course of a year, I can watch 2 to 5 episodes, but it was a little tougher. Anal Stars was also really, really good. Again, so much of what's shot now by certain companies and directors is always good. Everybody sort of has their style and their formula, and I use that in a positive way. They've got it down. They know what they're doing. They can play the hits just fine. What really makes it stand out sometimes is star power, and the Anal Star series has that. True Anal Love, there's a lot of extreme anal stuff in that if you happen to like that. For me, Tushy Raw and Anal Stars stand out. You've got Best Anal Sex Scene. And again, a lot of the scene stuff, at least for me, sometimes it's tough not to gravitate to your favorites, right? If there's a performer you really like, you're going to like the scene better. I try very hard to also judge the rest of it. How's the lighting? How's the camera? How's the editing? How's the pacing? Not necessarily my favorite scenes, but when it comes down to just one scene, it's tough sometimes not to pick your favorites. Some that I saw that I was really surprised, Axel Braun's Down to Fuck 2, Scene 2. Down to Fuck 2, Scene 2. Emily Willis, Ramon Namar, really nice. It's concise, it's tight. It was a really good, solid scene. The scene from Muse, Maitland Ward, Manuel Ferrara, probably going to win. Would really surprise me if that one doesn't win, just because the star power, and it was a fantastic scene in a really, really impressive movie. Others that were among my favorites, the Jane Wilde's Animalistic Vibe from Performers of the Year 2020 from Elegant Angel, Jane Wilde and Ramon Namar, I liked a lot. The Elsa Jean Oliver Flynn scene, Blonde Ambition from Tushy Raw, Volume 22. Elsa Jean's fantastic. Anal is still fairly new for her. And that really, really great scene. So those were my favorite there. Best anthology movie or limited series? Vibes 3. And again, you get movie or limited series. So My Girl with Other Guys 2, New Sensations. New Sensations is doing a whole lot of hot wife, girlfriend watching type stuff. That's a really good movie. Vibes 3 from Vixen, gorgeous. Just absolutely gorgeous. Probably my favorite. Future Darkly, Pandemic, and We Had Hot COVID Sex are very timely, and they're both really good. So, you know, again, if you kind of want to be in the moment, you might check those out as well. And then Best Anthology Series or Channel, First Times and Second Chances for Belisa, I Got Fucked by My Probation Officer, Lethal Hardcore, An Indecent Story, Dorcel, Look at Her Now, Reality Kings, Model Time, Adult Time, My Black Hot Wife, New Sensations, Natural Beauty's Vixen, Property Sex from Property Sex, Shoplifter, Team Skeet, and The Spanish Stallion. Obviously, Rocco Siffredi makes The Spanish Stallion a great view. My favorite in this list is Natural Beauty's from Vixen. Again, their stuff is gorgeous, and the casting is perfect for this series. That's my favorite, but also don't sleep on My Black Hot Wife. I really like that New Sensations is including performers of color in these high-end productions, and that there's no difference in the way it's shot. For years, my issue with the way the industry shot performers of color is it was sort of bargain basement, and I think that shortchanged the performers a lot and shortchanged the audience. The only thing they do different is they're smart and they light it differently so that you can get different skin tones. Great series, has the same energy, the same kind of vibe. So those are my two favorites in that one. The I Fucked My Probation Officer's fun. Lethal Hardcore, they're shooting straight content stuff that just fits whatever the title says it, whatever fantasy the title throws in there, that's what it fits. It's good. I like it. And then Best Art Direction. Black Widow XXX, Axel Braun is the only person right now shooting parodies that I really like every time. The genre has kind of died. I understand why. I'm disappointed. I really like it. And Black Widow was a little stripped down. It's just three scenes. It was excellent. The costuming is fantastic. I'd like to see more. And I think that's part of what makes it so great, is that I did want to see more. Casey, A True Story, we saw that in the Grand Reel. Also on this list, Muse Season 2, gorgeous looking. Love, Sex, and Lawyers, another one. Influenced by Emily Willis from Vixen. That's a movie you're going to hear me talk a lot about. It's one of my favorite movies of the year. It was absolutely beautiful. And we're going to talk about that since this is art direction. The locations, the lighting, the vibe, everything was perfect in that movie. And, you know, I can't say enough, go see that one. If you're going to pick a movie up, that's one to definitely pick up. So that's it for the first couple of categories. We got a few in, so I'd like to thank you. Once again, we'll recap here. Feedback, super important. Roger@rogerviews.com, or click on the feedback button at the bottom. Ask questions, make comments, get criticisms. That's fine. We can do that too. Things you'd like to see me focus more on. Do you want me reading the entire nomination list? You guys can read yourself. I'm going to hit the highlights to try and get these done a little quicker. and leave more room for feedback. Anything you've seen this year, I would really love your feedback. Twitter, Roger T. Pipe, just drop that feedback. And again, if you happen to want to sponsor the podcast, available, very reasonable, and we always appreciate anything we can do. That is about it. I am Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com, and this was episode 1 of our 2022 AVN podcast series.